Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here, and this video is about state training and practices for how do you embody unconditional love in your body. It's important to have practices that help. Movement practices, mindfulness practices can be incredibly helpful. My preference is Shungzhen, that's Shengzhen. You can search some YouTube videos and you can find some local classes in many areas. Shungzhen is a movement practice where you're doing these gentle movements that are very easy. It's also training you how to really feel and experience unconditional love. Because I could do the same movement, you know, good physical form, but not that unconditional love there. And then I could change and I could really do it with that unconditional love. And the idea is we're connecting with the earth, connecting with nature, connecting with the universe, connecting with that unconditional love energy, opening the chest, and smiling can help, and feel imagining and pretending you're on vacation in a wonderful place. No worries, no stress, no strain, no obligation, nothing to do, nowhere to be, just to enjoy right here, right now, and to feel that enjoyment, and to feel that openness. And that's a state training. Anytime you can do that. So some people are going to do that through movement. Through meditation, you can do that. That's more of a still practice, but you can feel into allowing for that heart to open, allowing for you to, even in that more still way, to feel that expansion and that expression of love energy through your body. You can do it when you're doing mundane activities where you can say, how can I do this activity in a way where, you know, instead of like washing the dishes being this boring thing, you could say, how can I wash the dishes and really feel, maybe you're doing some breathing, some movements that are a little more with your body involved, and you can do it with things that seem work related. If you're doing work and you realize you're kind of scrunching and you're kind of stressed, then you can take a moment and just imagine and connect and feel into what that feeling is. Bring it into your body right here, right now, into my body. I am love. I am unconditional love. And that can be a way to access, and you, for state training, it's important, do it every day. So if you find something, you're like, man, every time I play tennis, I'm just in that state, I'm in the flow, I'm loving it. Do that. If it's a play activity, if when you're playing with your dog, do that. Do it every day. And if you need a practice, look for a Shungzhen practice or a Qigong or a Tai Chi or a gentle yoga practice. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't teach the state training. Shungzhen does. Many of them don't. But if you already have a practice, if you're already doing yoga or something like that, do your yoga, but instead of like pushing, challenging, going a little further, harder, do it. And feel into, how can I embody that love and that bliss? And feel into that, feel into, just dive right into embodying and becoming that love, having it be a part of your body, and do acts of kindness to others. That can really help. If you call someone you love, if you send a gift over to someone, if you surprise someone with some flowers, these are the kinds of things that can really open your heart, open their heart, and share and bond with others, connect with others. That can help this energy too. Find good community, find good ways. Go on vacations and experience on vacations, and then ask yourself, how can I take this back with me? How can I access this state when I'm in a challenging situation? And ask yourself those kinds of questions and see if you can make this state become familiar to you, where anytime you're narrowly focused and you say, okay, time to access unconditional love. And then you might wiggle a little bit and open your chest and then go back to what you're doing. State training, doing it over and over and over again until it becomes more the norm, until it's easy to access, until you recognize when you're out of it and you say, I'm out of it. Back to it, and then you get right into it again. So that's state training. And that's what I want you to be able to begin to do with practices. So catalog in your mind the practices that help you, the ways that you naturally access it. Do more of those things and remember those things and think about those things when you're in other more mundane situations and see if you can get into that state. Challenge yourself. How many times can you get into that state on a daily basis? See if you can do it as you're brushing your teeth. Make that an anchor. Okay, how can I brush my teeth in that state? For me, I do a little singing, a hum and tone to the, I have an electric toothbrush and I tone and hum to the sound of the electric toothbrush, and that helps me get in that state. You could dance, you could put on some music and just start dancing that you enjoy, and or sing, or you go on a walk in nature. Find those things that help you access it, and then continue to access it throughout the day as often as you can. Whenever you take your little movement breaks, get in that state. In the middle of work, see if you can just start getting into that state periodically. Oh, there you go. Oh, I'm out of it, now back in. Start to recognize and notice and pay attention to when you're out of that, and see if you can get back in and embody that. So it's one thing to conceptually understand what unconditional love is. It's a whole different animal to bring it into your body, bring it into your day-to-day life with state training. Get into that state, get into it again. You're going to go out and forget, get into it again. You're going to forget and get out, get into it again, and just keep going and going and going. And this is a lifelong process, ongoing process. Keep working. This is one of the most important things you can do for your health, for your happiness, and for an inspired sense of purpose. Thanks so much for watching.